Coco Chanel, The Legend and the Life by Justine Picardy. Read by Cassandra Harwood. I imposed black. It's still going strong today, for black wipes out everything else around. Coco Chanel. Chapter 1. Mademoiselle is at home. When my customers come to me, they like to cross the threshold of some magic place. They feel a satisfaction that is perhaps a trace vulgar, but that delights them. They are privileged characters who are incorporated into our legend. For them, this is a far greater pleasure than ordering another suit. Legend is the consecration of fame. Coco Chanel, 1935. The House of Chanel stands at 31 Rue Cambon, a shrine to its dead creator, yet also a living, thriving temple of 21st century fashion, the destination for pilgrims who travel here from all around the world. Outside, dusk falls on a grey, wintry afternoon in Paris, the darkness and the drizzle mingling into an early twilight, the shadows of the surrounding buildings lying heavy on the narrow street. Inside, the air is perfumed and warm in the ground floor boutique, a cocoon of luxury lined with cream surfaces and silvered mirrors, the customers hovering like hummingbirds above glass cases of enticing jewel-coloured lipsticks or swooping on rails of silk-lined tweed jackets. Their eyes dart towards the film projection of the latest collection, comparing what they see in the shop with what is portrayed on the screen, and perhaps in their mind's eye, a vision of themselves transformed, dressed all in Chanel.